This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. I'm Roshan Kanesan together with Wong Xiaoning, and we're speaking to a range of commentators on views and analysis on the political developments of the past week, which culminated in this morning's swearing-in of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as the 8th Prime Minister. In our call before, we were talking about the long game really that's led to this, and we looked back to GE14. And right now, when we do look back at GE14, one of the outstanding movements was the Pulang Mengundi. If you recall, it was held on G14 was held on a weekday, Wednesday, May 9th, making it difficult for people to travel to vote. And Pulang Mengundi galvanized Malaysians to help one another to travel back to their hometowns to vote. It was really quite heartwarming to see all these Malaysians coming together.
I mean, there was a lot of discussion, debate on social media, and people were offering free tickets. There was almost a charity drive so that you could buy the ticket and come back. And people were like, even those that worked, let's say nearby, like in Singapore, they were willing to organize like carpools, right? Yeah. I mean, it was Malaysian society getting together to exercise their rights to vote.
One of the most positive things I've seen on Twitter, really, just the way people came together to say, hey, I'm going to Penang, do you need a ride? I can take you. And so to talk about that and really have that perspective, we have one of the founders of Pulang Mengundi on the line, Timothy Teo, for his reactions to these political developments. Welcome to the show, Timothy.
Hi, yeah.
So today we witnessed the swearing-in of the 8th Prime Minister and the effective change of government. What's your reaction to these developments?
Well, I mean, like you were saying, to the MPs who switched sides, I would really ask, have you considered the voters who, I mean, they were carpooling with complete strangers. There are people who are sending money to fly people who couldn't afford tickets back to East Malaysia. University students who were fundraising to get buses home, and of course the voters overseas who were moving heaven and earth just to get even a single ballot back. I mean, all the MPs in Pakatan Harapan campaigned on the common manifesto. They were using common resources. They were literally standing under the same flag. And now that we are seeing the fall of a government based on the actions of just a few MPs, completely reversing the choices that we made. I mean, all because I don't like this person, I disagree with this and that, I want to form my own idea of a government. When we voted in this government, I think we really trusted these MPs to make the reforms that were promised, even if they were difficult. So I think it is really disappointing.
And Timothy, my one concern is that people will now be discouraged to vote in GE15, considering how quickly things have changed in the past week. So what do you say to Malaysian voters? How do we keep this momentum going that voting is your right? Exercise it.
It does break my heart to see so many on social media or even among friends like in despair asking themselves, why did I even consider voting? Why did I try so hard? Maybe both sides are all the same. But to that, I would say that we must and should continue to demand that our politicians stand by what they have told us that they believe, that they are people of principle. I mean, otherwise, we'll be just leaving our country to the worst of us, to those who are power hungry and to those who just don't care.
And right now, Timothy, from your viewpoint, what's the sentiment on the ground now? Are people still hopeful?
I think it's pretty difficult to say. It's also very, very hard. People are pretty taken aback and they don't have really time to think, and everything is changing just so fast. So I think it's really one of confusion and despair. But I mean, I still have faith that people will still want to make their voices heard, that eventually we will gather and we will figure something out.
And Timothy, we go into GE15, will you be reorganising Pulang Mengundi version 2.0?
Well, I mean, we have Art Harun, who is the EC chair now, which, things did reform at the EC, but I mean, we'll wait and see. I mean, of course, if they announce voting on another weekday, or if they try to suppress the voting anyway, we'll definitely be back, if I can say.
And that's great to hear, Timothy. Thank you for joining us on the line today.
Thank you.
That was Timothy Teo, one of the founding members of the Pulang Mengundi movement, which was really one of the most heartwarming things during the GE14, during the lead up to GE14, because we saw it being held on a weekday. It was a Wednesday, right in the middle of a week, and it really felt like voter suppression up to that point.
Yeah, there were a lot of people quite unhappy because Traditionally, elections have always been held on a Sunday, if I remember correctly. So the Wednesday date was a surprise to everyone. And I think, you know, it got to the point where if you monitored social media, people were angry because they felt that, how am I going to go back to my hometown to vote? How am I going to have my voices heard? But you know what was really interesting about that development was that Malaysians learned to work with each other and work around the system. So like he said, people got into cars with total strangers, which we don't normally recommend at all, to get back to their hometown. And people were willing to, you know, give money to also total strangers so that they could fly home and exercise their rights. And even employers were actually quite sympathetic. So if you had a, you know, your job was in KL, there were employers who said, okay, take the Wednesday off, take the Tuesday off, go and exercise your rights to vote. We will manage in the office. And it was like as if, okay, this right to vote was sacrosanct, important. And it was something important for Malaysians to remember. It's something that we should exercise.
Yeah, and I think this brings to mind the sentiment that, you know, it's not about the end goal, but the journey that really matters, because every end goal is superseded by a new goal going forward. But what really we see is the development of the society. It's the progress that we make as individuals that really shows the maturity.
Yes, I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to you who you want to vote, what you tick on that, you know, what X you put in that ballot box. But it's important that, as you say, it's a developing, it's a maturing democracy. We're still young, 60 years plus. People need to know how important it is to actually go into that ballot box.
And echoing what Ivy Josea, who we had on the line just a little bit ago, that the fight isn't over, that it's important to have your voices heard. And it is that engagement is essential. Disengagement is not an option here because, I mean, if you look at the long history of politics in Malaysia, it always feels like, I think there was a lot of frustration during GE13 itself as well. I think there was a lot of similar feelings back then. And let's just see where this goes from here. And now we've got, we're heading into a few messages and we've got a song for you to keep you company while we're away. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.